from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joe, as much as I would love to do 2 hours of Jabba the Hutt stats...
Dude, there's some good ones. Asking, what's his BMI?
Like I said, he's a big dude. His BMI is probably not as bad as you think.
Someone said it's estimated that he has a BMI of 50, seems low. If you're 3,000 pounds, I'd expect it to be somewhere near the 100.
If you're a giant slug, but from the base of the ground to the top of your head is like 6'4", that helps you out.
Yeah, I forget how BMI is calculated, but yeah, maybe the fact that he is wide and not tall, maybe that helps out. The puppet weighed 2,000 pounds, cost $500,000 to make, and required 3 puppeteers to operate.
I mean, yeah, that thing, something that big, it's got to have some kind of muscle, or in this case, humans moving it around, right?
Nabadule kamanuti natu natu.
All right, let's get into this. Major League Baseball trade deadline came to a close today at 3 p.m., and I would argue the biggest acquisition of the deadline, while there were some good ones, there were definitely some teams that I saw made some moves for some guys like Eloy Jimenez to your Orioles, Joe, is a fascinating move.
There were some teams that made some moves for some guys, yes.
And Jazz Chisholm to the Yankees. We'll get to a lot of that stuff, but I think the biggest one is clearly Randy Arozarena to the Mariners, and I think this is interesting on so many levels. This is a huge need for the Mariners. Corner outfield, offensive production, and a spark. Okay? Check, check, check. That's Randy and all three of them. And I think what's the most fascinating about this deal is there was a lot of talk in the preseason in spring training about the Mariners trading for Randy Arozarena, and was talking about Bryce Miller, Brian Wu, like some really big names going. And when you see as this trade gets actually done and you see the guys that the Mariners send to the Rays, this feels a little bit like a fleecing, if I'm not lying. And for Mariner fans and just in baseball in general, you don't see that often. I think the Mariners got away with highway robbery on this.
We just really quickly, speaking as Mariners fans, we never are the ones that are getting like really big name players for no-name prospects.
Dude, but
prospects.
Eric Bedard was going to be so good.
That wasn't no-name prospects. That was Adam Jones and Chris Tillman and three other guys.
Thank you.
That was 5 for freaking 1. No, this is really nice. I literally, diehard Mariners fan, usually on like the first 8 to 10 prospects in my system. I did not know who either of these guys were that went for Randy Arozarena, or Arozarena, excuse me. So yeah, really still trying to get that right.
Why do we not know how to say Arozarena?
Dude, I thought I was saying it right last week, and then someone texts in on the Vancouver Forward text line. They're like,
the text police?
Yeah, they're like, it's worth the price of admission just to hear you guys say his name wrong over and over again.
What were you guys saying?
I said it's Arozarena.
Oh, you're going to Anya.
And then I kind of said it like a Rosarena, like Arizona.
Oh, like Arizona. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like no, it's just wrong.
What's wrong with you people? It's just a Rosarena.
A Rosarena.
A Rosarena.
A Rosarena.
A Rosarena.
A Rosarena.
There you go.
Randy A.
You hear me screw it up in my update in 8 minutes.
Big old Randy A.
And let's talk about how this went down. I think this is a big credit to GM, to president, for the Mariners to get this deal done, because I don't think it's easy when you're a team like Seattle that has clear needs, right? Everybody knows what Seattle needs. And if I have what you need, you get a little extra buffer in what you get for it. Yet somehow this was parlayed into a deal that got him for something that doesn't really hemorrhage the future. You know, Wu's still there. Miller's still there. Hancock is still there. The outfield prospects are still there. I mean, I have to believe that the Rays look at these two players and Hopkins and Smith and say, we like those guys. Obviously, they wouldn't have made the deal without it, especially with Rosarena with 2 more years. But as a Mariner fan, or just as a baseball fan looking around at it, you have to believe that this is a great deal for Seattle. And I'm shocked that they were able to pull this off. I'm not shocked they got Randy. I'm shocked at the price they got him for.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just a matter of the Rays selling on him because of, like, his age. I mean, he's what? 20.
I think he's 27.
27? Oh, gosh, why did I think he was 29?
He's 29, actually. No,
how do you
Joe,
spell
right.
Arozarena?
How do you pronounce Arozarena?
He's 29.
He is 29. So I don't know. Maybe they felt like he's maxed out, capped out on what he can be, and that this was maybe the asking price that was going around the league as far as other teams. Like, hey, we'll give you our 10th, 11th, 12th best prospect and a few other guys that you can take a flyer on. Like, it is shocking that he didn't garner a top 10 prospect or someone higher in the Mariners club system. But again, like, let's keep in mind that he has not been great this season.
He's been great of late, but not the whole season. Yeah, I agree.
No, yeah, since All-Star break, he started swinging the bat exceptionally well. And We've seen what he can do come playoff time.
Obviously,
we've seen what he can do
regular
season.
He's Carlos Beltran 2.0.
So it's just a matter of if this was just kind of the going rate for him around the league. Because, you know, there were obviously other teams that were interested in him that were...
The Yankees would have loved Randy Rosarena.
The Dodgers were in on him, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, I mean, the fact that that's what the Mariners were willing to give up and that's what landed him, you have to wonder, like, well, it might have been worse around the rest of the league with the Yankees and the Dodgers. I mean, as far as what they were willing to give up. So
frankly,
and
the Mariners, the Mariners were willing to give up more. Jerry DePoto said that they met and expected to give up at least one or two of their top prospects. But going in, it looks like, what, 2 months of a bad season for Rosarena so far basically lowered the asking price from Miller and Wu down to these prospects.
Yeah, and I think we'll get into some more stuff, but I think let's flip this for a quick moment on the Rays side, you know, as they, you know, Isak Paredes went to Chicago, which is also fascinating. Is Chicago in it or not in it? I don't know. That's a conversation for later.
Yeah, very bizarre.
But what they got for Isak Paredes and the fact that Yandy wasn't moved is kind of shocking to me, that a Rosarena was dealt for this and the package they got for Paredes didn't blow me away. And the fact that Yandy Diaz is still in Tampa, I was really... For a club like the Rays that I think do really well at this, trading, developing, growing their stars, I think the Rays are maybe better than anybody. Shout out Cleveland and Baltimore right now. But the fact that no guy was really moved for a lot is kind of strange to me. It makes me feel like Tampa sold really low this whole deadline.
Kind of makes you wonder if that set the market, because the Arizona...
It had to have. That's their best player, quote unquote.
Yeah, the Arizona...
I would argue Isak Paredes was the best player, but...
Well, like you said, coming in, the Rosarena deal was probably the best deal that anybody made outside of the Yankees with Jazz Chisholm Jr., right? Like, those are probably the top two bats that were acquired at the deadline,
right?
And there were no big-name pitchers that were really...
And if Jazz isn't hitting four home runs in 48 hours... I remember I saw when Jazz got traded to the Yankees, I went, sick, I don't want him. I didn't want him. I thought Jazz was an overrated trade piece.
Although hearing like him just say, hey, I'll play whatever position I need to win a championship.
I will too with Juan Soto and Aaron Judge.
Well, as compared to Gleyber
Torres. I'll
carry
your jock if you want me to.
Sitting there bitching about, oh, I only play second base. You just need to trade me. Like, you know, maybe I underestimated Jazz. Like, it sounds like that's the kind of player that would have fit in the Mariners clubhouse.
So. We'll get out on this, Joe. I'll ask you this question. Is, like... Obviously, we'll get into the other Mariner moves next, and then we'll look around the league. But do you feel better that this trade has gone down? Do you feel like the Mariners did the right thing here?
Yes. I mean, you are in a playoff race with the pitching that you have. You needed to make a move. I sat here with Jordan last week saying it's like I really wasn't sure what they could do because the wheels were flying off this train. Like, it was like... It was getting very, very ugly for this team. And they needed to make a move. They made multiple moves this week. And they went and got one of the best, biggest bats in the trade market.
I would argue Randy was the biggest bat you could get.
So, like, they get a...
Low on bats.
They get a tip of the cap for being like, you know what? You didn't stand pat and you didn't say, like, no, we're just going to figure it out. Like, you needed to make a move. You did. And what I also said last week with Jordan is, like, it's not going to just... be him, though. This is going to be a team effort where you need 3-4 guys in the lineup to start hitting and, like, playing to their potential as what they were expected. So I'm happy that they made a move. It's going to make things interesting down the stretch. Now you just wonder if he's going to be able to translate his game and what he can do as far as stepping up in big moments. And again, he was playing well after the All-Star break at the Dish, so hopefully he can translate it over to the Mariners side of the thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.